I first met Brianna and Matt at a cantina in Guadalajara, Mexico. It was 2001, back in those dark days when I made my living smuggling counterfeit Pokemon plushies into the States. I was feeling pretty pleased with myself, having just scored a crate of Butterfreeze with a street value of $700 million. My contact, a former XFL tailback named He Disparaged Me, was late. And to keep my nerves steady, I was hitting the Zima pretty hard. The cantina had a singer, a smoldering dirty blonde in a striped fur bikini who did the most amazing rendition of Mambo No. 5 I'd ever heard. That was Brianna.